This is JIS News. Coming up, Victoria Jubilee Hospital gets new equipment. Large-scale purchasers of agricultural produce urged to assist fight against perennial larceny, and Education Ministry moving to address reports of poor academic performance among student athletes. Details after the break.
No one can hold you down. Hey, you know who it is? Shireen, the singer, dancer, actress, and the co-founder of Reach One Child Jamaica. And because I stayed in school, I was able to achieve all of my dreams. PATH is here to help you achieve your goals. So I want you guys to stay in school because our school will say.
Achieve your goals. Stay in school. A message from the Ministry of Labour and Social Security Programme of Advancement through Health and Education, PATH.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. Equipment valued at over $3 million has been donated to the Victoria Jubilee Hospital to boost the quality of health care at the facility. The equipment, 42 pulse oximeters and 14 telemetric patient monitors, was donated by the Rotary Club of Ligonie Plains. Speaking at a handing over ceremony on Wednesday, Chairman of the Southeast Regional Health Authority, SERHA, Littleton Shirley, said the machines will be used in the monitoring and management of critically ill patients.
For these important equipment, the oximeter, the patient monitors, that will save lives, that will allow us to be more efficient, to be more timely in our delivery.
The Victoria Jubilee Hospital is the largest referral maternity hospital in the English-speaking Caribbean. Approximately 9,000 babies are delivered there each year. Governor-General Sir Patrick Allen has called on large-scale purchasers of agricultural produce to assist in the fight against perennial larceny. He's encouraging them to support the nation's farmers by refusing to buy products for which vendors have no proof of ownership.
Supermarkets, restaurants, hotels, hospitals, and other institutions must be vigilant in ensuring that they are not used by individuals who so heartlessly rob the farmers of their livelihood.
The Governor General was speaking at the 61st Denby Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show in Maypen, Clarendon. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator A.J. Nicholson, has outlined that membership in CARICOM gives Jamaica a stronger voice in promoting international issues of common interest to the region. Senator Nicholson was responding to suggestions from the opposition that Jamaica should temporarily suspend its membership in CARICOM.
In education, for example, a withdrawal or suspension would have significant implications for our education sector. As Jamaica participates in the CXC and is host to the Western Regional Headquarters for the Caribbean Examinations Council, the CCJ and its application of treaty interpretation in its original jurisdiction would also require some significant consideration regarding the settlement of trade issues and disputes with CARICOM members.
Senator Nicholson explains that the revised Treaty of Chagaramas contains no specific provisions for withdrawals or suspensions. And Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is reminding school administrators not to sacrifice the academic performance of student athletes as they seek to boost their school's reputation in sports. This as the ministry moves to address reports that several student athletes are not performing at the required academic levels for their grades. Minister Thwaites says he received information that most of the participants in a recently held schoolboy football camp were unable to read or write.
The Ministry of Education does not support the do-or-die, winning-at-all-cost approach to sports. We insist on a balanced approach with priority given at all times to students' academic development. And when the situation arises that students have to miss scheduled classes, schools and sports departments must provide make-up classes for the students affected.
The minister is also urging schools to emphasize the other core values taught through sports, such as honesty and fair play, engendering teamwork for success, and setting and achieving goals. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.